WYSL.
Now, on the WYSL stations, the Joe Robach Show. Real talk for real people. Here's former New York Senator and Greece Regional Chamber of Commerce President Joe Robach talking local issues with a spotlight on business and finance.
Thanks for joining us. As always, we appreciate your listenership, all of our sponsors. And, you know, today we're going to talk about something that absolutely is important to everybody. It's Financial Literacy Month, and I think everybody's in the same boat as I am. We could always use more money, or I think back over time, I always probably could have used my money a little bit better. And so today we're going to talk all about home ownership, interest rates, how you can use your money better with the folks at Family First Credit Union. And I'm very lucky to have in the studio Julie Vella and Ron Kraft, who have both been in the financial area for some time. They're going to share a little bit of their knowledge, expertise with us today, and we'll take your calls. But before we do all of that, let me give you guys a chance just to, I guess, introduce yourselves and tell us a little bit about what you do and what's important to you.
We began as a single branch that was serving the Penfield School District employees, and we've grown to currently 5 branches around Monroe County. We have in excess of 15,000 members, and we basically serve our local membership. We are all about being local. We are known as people helping people.
Hi, I'm Julie Vella, and I've been a mortgage originator for 30 years, believe it or not, and with Family First for 10. And we're going to talk a little bit about, like Joe was saying, home ownership and what the market's like this time of the year, and kind of how to prepare for that and so forth. So so I'm here with Ron, and he can introduce himself as well.
Ron Kraft, I'm also a mortgage originator. I've been in the business about 30 years as well. And Julie and I both do regular conventional mortgages. We do Sunny Mae mortgages, also specialize in first-time home buyer mortgages, where we have some special programs, and that would include some grant money that we would like to also talk about.
Absolutely. Let me just comment first, too. Before we get into the movement, I want to say, because I've had so much opportunity, I think Family First for being members of the Greece Chamber. But even before that, I met Tom. I guess I'd call you not only local, but good corporate citizens, very much integrating the community where they were helping us out. I'm on the board of Crime Stoppers, and your credit union made a very generous donation to the canine program. We're trying to take good care of dogs and also have them as a show of support for the men and women of the police department, help them with that as an extra tool to make our community safer. But it's several junctures and things I'm involved with other places. Your credit union's been involved in it too, and so that's very much appreciated. And I think, for lack of a better term, a good sign that you're going to get good service when people want to go above and beyond and, you know, really help their members in so many different ways. Those are the organizations I really go to the top of my list anyways. So you had said, both of you spent a lot of your time on the mortgage side. And this may just be my misconception, but it seems to me, just from my last couple of years in the legislature and also, you know, the dialogue I have now, it almost seems like it's harder now, not easier, for people to purchase a home. And I say this going, you know, I think whenever it's new, you know, when I did my first house, I think it was like 11%. It was very, very high. But this is, you know, going back to the early 80s. And there wasn't any programs, at least that I knew of, for first-time home buyers. But it was normal. And also, the interest rate for saving your money was very high. So when I tell my kids or young people this story, they laugh at the dollar amount. So I bought my first house for $57,000, and I had about $11,000 in the bank. And I wanted to make sure I could get to that 20% so I didn't have to pay that PMI. And that, you know, I was getting like 9% interest on my money, that I could get over $1,000 for having that money in the bank for over a year. It seemed like $1 million to me back then. But I wasn't panicked that, you know, I couldn't get a house. And now I talk to a lot of people, and I don't know if it's their spending, their savings, their over-leverage on their credit card, but it seems to me like there are people that are doing everything right. You know, the husband will make $60,000. The wife's a school teacher. She makes 54. They're in their early 30s. And they say, no, we're really having a hard time. Or now a huge thing, we either get outbid or we have somebody paying cash for the house, which is a good thing. And so we have a contingent, or we don't have that. So we don't know what to do. I was just wondering if you guys had any comment on that, or if there's any tricks of the trade, you know, you could share with people to make it easier. That might not even be true, but it just seems like a lot of people are talking about it to me.
So that's a lot to unpack. You threw a lot of information at us, but
you're an expert.
I am. So let me start with, I did a little show prep, and I have. Let me just touch base with, you mentioned the interest rates, and obviously as the rates go up, you qualify for less of a home because the payment's going to be more, and we're all about debt-to-income ratio. So just to go back, 1975, we had a rate of almost 9%, and that rate increased until 1984, where it peaked at almost 14% and then started dropping back down. Now we're roughly 7-ish. Up a little bit from the past month. But again, obviously, as the interest rate gets higher, you do qualify for less of a house. One thing that I see, as far as qualification goes, people are carrying a lot more debt currently than they used to. So I don't know if it's because they're living off their credit cards or they're just buying more, but that makes it more of a challenge as well.
Also, just noting this is, you know, just like the mortgage rates are going up, so is like the interest rates on the auto loans and things like that. And so therefore, when someone's going out to buy their car, their payment is higher as well. So that cuts into how much they can afford. And, you know, we see car payments $400, $500, $600, $700. You know what I mean? And that the higher the car payment, the less you're going to be able to afford for a home. So I'm just putting that out there because it's not just mortgage rates. It's, you know, it's the auto rates, it's the personal loan rates and so forth. So just want to point that out.
Sure.
And just to your point about making more money with your money on deposit, typically the deposit rates mimic the mortgage rates. So as the mortgage rates go up, you're going to get more money, say, for on a CD when the rates are higher than, say, when they weren't. So right now, our CD rates are 5-ish, and our mortgage rates are 7-ish. So there's always going to be a spread there of a little bit.
Can I ask you just to, do you see it coming down anytime soon?
So that's a great question. I follow the markets a little bit because it's our we have to know. People ask us what's going on. So the Fed made an announcement that they were prepared to start lowering rates, and everybody got all excited. Mortgage rates actually started to come down, but they predicated that on we're going to be watching the data. So every week there's data released by the Fed, the producer price index, the consumer price index, CPI, gross domestic product. So they're looking at all that data. And unfortunately, for the last month, all that data has been inflationary. So that is driving mortgage rates back up. So if you want to, if you're someone that likes to read the market, I always tell people, look at the 10-year treasury. Go on Yahoo Finance, CNBC, whatever you want to, and they'll always have the 10-year there. About 40 days ago, that almost was lower than 4%. Today, it's at 4.67. So all that inflationary data is pushing the rates up. And bond traders aren't in business to lose money. So they're going to be ahead of the market. So as that yield goes up, the mortgage rates are going to follow.
Yeah, and I don't remember where I heard it, and I wish I would because I want to cite it. I thought I heard somebody in the know say, don't be surprised to see it go up to 7.7 or closer to 8, which is not a good sign.
No, it's not. It could be heading that way.
We're going to be back with Julie Vella and Ron Kraft from Family First Credit Union after this short break.
585-346-3000. Give us a call and join the conversation on the Joe Robach Show here on the WYSL station.
Purchase a 2023 Chevy Silverado and save $13,000 from MSRP. Or purchase a 2024 Chevy Malibu and save $5,500 from MSRP. Plus, Bob Johnson Chevrolet will beat any local competitor's Chevy offer. For details, call 1-800-503-9025. Go to BobJohnsonChevy.com. Together, let's drive.
While many local collision and repair shops have been gobbled up by national chains with their impersonal touch, Flower City Collision remains locally owned and operated. The shop was started by a local veteran who taught his son Zach the basics in customer service and providing customers value. Flower City doesn't work with a specific insurance company. They want to be your advocate. If you need a repair, reach out to Zach at Flower City Collision in Henrietta. He will work with your national insurance company on your local behalf to ensure you get the repair you need done right.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi-Lai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Claridge custom designs and builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
It's post time. The Kentucky Derby is Saturday, May 4th. Advanced wagering is available on May 3rd. Be sure to watch, wager, and win at your local OTB or EasyBet or online at BataviaBets.com. Visit WesternOTB.com for a location near you. You can also check out the Derby parties at Batavia Downs Gaming. See their Facebook page for details. That's the Kentucky Derby at OTB.
Batavia Downs, win more, lots more.
Because we love, we grieve when someone dies. Having a life-honoring funeral service can be a healthy step in your grief journey. Some choose to forego life celebrations, and as with skipping meals, this can leave you feeling hungry. Join the movement to celebrate those you love. The staff at Bartolomeo and Parado Funeral Home is honored to help you design a meaningful funeral service that tells your loved one's story. Celebrate them and help your grief. Call Bartolomeo and Parado Funeral Home at 585-720-6000.
Joe Robach, real talk for real people on the WYSL stations.
The Joe Robach Show is brought to you by Flower City Collision, Batavia Downs Gaming and Racetrack, Claridge Decorating Center, Faber Homes, and Bob Johnson Automotive.
We're back. We're talking finances, mortgages, things you might be able to do to help your bottom line, whether it's in business, whether it's your personal finances. We've got a couple of experts here from Family First, Ron Kraft and Julie Vella. And before the break, you know, we were talking about the mortgage rates, what to expect, what not to. I always like to, you know, mix my previous life with my current life. But you had mentioned that some years back in the mid-80s, it was up to almost 14%. But I wanted to say, you know, this is fairly new, our increase, and seems to be like it's more likely to go up. So I always ask, what was the mortgage rate in 2019?
3.94.
Okay. Julie, who was the president in 2019?
Trump.
Donald Trump. So, you know, we got an election coming up. I would encourage people to pay attention to that. Because I do feel, and I do think this is where it merges, your, I don't know what we want to call it, where government really does affect your business and your bottom line dollar. You know, the current administration, no question, on energy policy, on government spending, has not hit the right buttons to try and curtail inflation in any way, shape, or form. And that's not my opinion. That's just the choices that they've made. And we've done separate shows on that, but on everything from kitchen table items, like just about every kind of food there is, prices are up, everything else. So it only makes, well, it doesn't make sense, but you can only figure that until something changes in those policy areas, they will. Or as you pointed out, some of the things they did to short term during the COVID days, you know, we're paying for now. And they just keep, you know, it's amazing to me that never once, you know, since I've been elected in office for almost 30 years to now these last couple of years, does anybody ever say, hey, just 1 year, we'll try and flatline. They always feel they have to spend up to the rate of inflation or above and beyond at the federal government, which, you know, they can print their own money, but you're going to pay for it. And not to digress, I get very concerned because I think I saw the other day just to pay off the debt now, you know, they've already, I think like 100 grand a person from 1 year old to 108 or whatever the oldest American is. And, you know, I always feel like they've already debt serviced my kids. Now they're working on my grandchildren. And so I say, both with my business hat on as well as my personal one, it would be nice if we were a little bit more fiscally responsible, whether we were Democrats or Republicans, because I think that would help a lot of people and families, and certainly in the industry you're in and the attached ones from real estate to home builders to suppliers, it would help. It's one of those things that doesn't seem to be naturally getting adjusted. We have a lot of people that would like to buy a home that say it's a little bit challenging for them. And, you know, usually the marketplace will adjust, but, you know, the homeowners have said, or home builders, excuse me, have said very clearly that, yeah, we would love to build a $280,000 house that was very livable, but we just can't do it and make money. And even explained to me that when houses were less money for them to build, their actually profit margin was a little bit bigger than it is now on the average $415,000 house because of a lot of governmental policies, not only at the federal level and inflation, but also even at the local level. I guess I would just say, well, before we kind of leave this segment, is there anything that you guys could think of, having done this for a long time, government policy-wise, that would help other than the overall, you know, inflationary rate for a mortgage?
I think that's the key, is managing inflation. The government tries to manage inflation, and when they see it, they raise the rate so everyone will stop spending. And typically that's what happens. But I think now we're kind of in a situation where I heard this morning that the GDP actually pulled back a little bit from their expectations for this month, last month actually. But the inflation still remained. So that's tough to manage. That's like stagflation. Right. You're getting no growth in the economy, yet your prices are growing. So that's a bad thing. There's no easy fix for that. So we're going to have to sit back and see.
You know, and I do. I it's probably cool what you do because, you know, when somebody does able to be accomplished by a house, it's probably one of the biggest things in their life. And I don't know, maybe I'm old-fashioned. I'm an old guy, but, you know, I still think, you know, that American dream of home ownership or being able to save and build your own house. And I can even tell you in a personal standpoint, I mean, my Italian grandparents, I mean, they didn't really even think they were citizens till they bought that first home. And, you know, that was the center of our universe of, you know, everything we did. I would think that would be a good thing for the government to do separately if there was some way they could universally more address that, put some resources in, more tax credits maybe, something else, because that would only be advantageous for achieving the American dream of homeownership. But there's a lot of jobs in attached industries, even above and, you know, beyond yours, that are related to that. So hopefully, we'll get that one right. But when you see everything universally being up for the people trying to purchase it, you know, we were talking before we started the show, you know, real story. I always wanted to use some high-end, or for lack of a better term, higher-end materials on a deck I wanted to fix. And, of course, it was at the end of the summer, and I did everything I could to stall and not do it by design. But when I went back the next year, this was in 2020, in 2021, all those materials for the plastic, the materials that would last longer on the railing for this deck, it like doubled in price. So I don't think that they'll address overall inflation, but I think if they could do something to make it more conducive for home ownership, that might be able to impact everything. And it would be the reverse. As you said, when the mortgage rate is higher, people can buy less house. If there was something to reduce that, they may be able to afford the inflated price.
Well, we are we offer a grant right now. It's through the Federal Home Loan Bank, and it's for $20,000. And I think it's a reaction to what's going on in the market. And because this is the highest the grant has ever been offered, so we have a lot of people taking advantage of this grant to help them with the overbidding or on these particular homes. It does, you know, make a nice dent in there. So we do have these grants here at Family First, and for the first-time homebuyers. And so what we're seeing in the market is the limited inventory. So it's been limited, especially this year. But this causes more people to be interested in one particular home. So maybe we have 30, 40 people putting offers in on one particular home, which creates a $150,000 home to end up at $250,000. And that's what's happening. So the grant that we offer cuts in a little bit, helps out. But you, as a first-time home buyer, that would be kind of challenging. Think about what the higher interest rates at 7 from previous years. The payment is just driving up that payment, especially when you're landing from 150 to the list price to 250 to what it's selling for. It puts this category of folks in a tough spot, I think. But anyways, we are, like I said, we are trying to help with these grants, and, you know, we're doing the best we can with that.
That's such a great program, and I know that's been around for a while, but a lot of it's used up. But explain exactly what that is, right? So if you save $5,000, you can be eligible up for $20,000, I believe.
Actually, we had the program started around such as that. You would save a certain amount of money, and then we'd match the money of $4 for every dollar you save. And this has been replaced by a new program. It's the Home Buyer Dream Program, where basically it's a little bit more forward, where you have to be in an accepted contract. And with that, we're basically just verifying your income to make sure you're under a certain income level. And once you do, and you qualify for a mortgage, then we're going to put that as a $20,000 credit for you at closing time. Right. So it's basically income-based.
Well, that's a really good deal that could help a lot of people. So we're going to be back after this short break to talk more about financial literacy, mortgages, and a lot of important things to you. Stick with us. As I remember one night. Oh,
Joe Robach. Real talk for real people on the WYSL stations.
We are back in with the senator and his guests on WYSL, 92.1 FM, 95.5 FM West, 27,000 watt AM 1040, and always on WYSL1040.com. Here's Joe.
Thanks for sticking with us. We're with Ron Kraft and Julie Vella from Family First, and we talked a lot about mortgages. And I just, when we leave the segment, I want to say there are some programs out there to help people, but there's always rules and regulations. So you have to check with the experts, so to speak, and you should absolutely do that. Shop around for everything that can be to your advantage to get into a first home for those people my age. You know, we did that. You tried to get whatever mortgage rate you could get that was the lowest, the least amount of points, fixed up that house, sold that, then tried to move to the next one, and so forth, till you get to where you want to be. That's a good way to kind of achieve your goals without mortgaging your soul, so to speak. But I want to talk a little bit about, I guess, the other side of the coin, which is kind of good. So right now, if you are a saver or you have a lot of money that's disposable, the rates on CDs are pretty good right now. And I don't know, I don't want to put you to the test, but I imagine you have some idea of what they are at Family First. And I know from talking to Tom D'Ambra, I know they're higher than they've been in a long time.
They have been. So if you're looking to get into a CD for 7 months or more, we're looking at rates around 5%. So they haven't been that high in a while. So,
really?
Again, but on the deposit side, you're seeing higher rates that go along with the higher mortgage rates.
Yeah, and so absolutely, you need to be aware of that. You need to take advantage of it. And, you know, I'm even the one that I said that anecdotally. And you don't have to be rich, but like, you know, keeping 20 grand in my checking account, which I got, you know, $14 of interest in last year, was a bad move on my part. I should have taken some of that money, put it in there, you know, could have had a close to $1,000. Who knows?
I think the key is also parents to teach their children to start saving when they're younger. Because I don't think that we see younger folks saving as much as they should. I mean, even when they start their first job, I mean, tell your kid, okay, you take, you know, half of this and you put it into a savings account that you don't use and you can use the rest for whatever you do. But I think that's kind of a point, is you need to start saving sooner, especially in these times when things are more expensive. And it starts all with teaching your children what to do in that respect.
You know, one of the other things, too, that I think people should be aware of, which I noticed, now they even have some, and I'm not sure what the reason is or the logic. I do know when some people want to generate a lot of capital, they might notch it up a little bit too. But it used to be, to get the highest interest rate, usually had to keep it in for 2 or 3 years. Now they have a lot of, you know, 5%.
Short term.
8 months, 12 months. And one person said to me, which I didn't think of, another consumer said, well, the reason why they have it at 8 months is because some people think that it might go down.
Correct.
I'm like, or want to keep it in longer because they think it might go down instead of just six, which, you know, I didn't really think of that, but I don't see any indicator yet to that. But, of course, hindsight's 20/20. But the point is, to be financially literate, know what lending institutions you can go to, you can belong to, and really study what they have, length of term, and that percentage is huge. It's no different. You know, my dad told me when I was younger, he was a big believer that, you know, like 30-year mortgage to him was like crazy. He said,
too much.
It's not going to be that different if you get it down to 15 or 20, and then he'd always get on a calculator and go, this is how much money you're going to save over that 10 years. Or he also encouraged me, if you have a little bit of money left over, make that extra one payment at the end of the year. And, you know, you'll be amazed at how they'll get it down. On the other side of the coin, when the interest rate or the rate they're paying you on a CD, you know, 5%, 5.5%, you know, if you have a significant, you know, on 50 grand, that's $2,500 in a year. That's real money on the other side of the coin that can really go along.
It adds up. Yeah, we have we have a companion account where if you have a checking and a savings, we're paying you 3% on the savings, and we'll pay you something on the checking as well. So if you need to still stay liquid, like you don't want to go in with CD because you might have something coming up that you need to pay, you can't lock up your money that long. You could move it into your savings and then move it back to your checking at 3%. So that hasn't happened in a long time either.
Yeah. How about, you know, we talked about the condition people put themselves in and how leveraged a lot of people are on credit cards. I have to say, I love cars. Some of my friends have made fun of me over the years because I've never owned a new car. But I had good people looking for me on used cars, and I used to put 35,000 miles a year on my vehicle, so I could never rationalize buying a new one, knowing within 2 months, you know, I was going to have 6,000-7,000 miles on my car, and the price was going to go down by a third of what the value was. But it is amazing the technology they have out there today. But the cost of vehicles, when we talk about inflation, now the average cost of a car is above 40 grand. People will really also finance their cars sometimes, how would I say this delicately, through not good financing terms or very high ones, making the vehicle more. Now, I know almost, I don't know what all the specific ones are, but I know you also have programs and...
We do auto loans and personal loans. And one thing we'd like to tell everybody is that, so we're a credit union. We're not for profit. We're owned by our members. So we don't have stockholders per se that we have to give a return to. The return goes to our members, who are depositors and our people that are borrowing our money. So that lets us lend money cheaper and also pay you a little bit more on the deposit. So there is a big advantage to be able to do business with a credit union, and specifically Family First.
You know, so I would just imagine that there's probably some like common knowledge, right? So if you compared some of the financing companies that just do nothing but auto loans, I would imagine just to fund their operation employees, their cost has to be a little bit higher, where yours really isn't to make a profit margin. It's kind of to make you whole.
We're not paying the stockholders. So, and we do indirect auto lending too. So if you go to XYZ dealership, we're going to be on their menu of lenders.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
I wasn't
sure. Yeah, we do indirect. So
how it worked.
Yep.
But people have to be aware of that, because I think if you don't know, or remember that store, Sims was a clothing store. It said, an educated consumer is our best customer.
Yep.
I think that's absolutely true with financial literacy. And I've been amazed over time at the different jobs I've had. Well, some people are pretty successful, would ask me some pretty elemental questions because they had no idea what was, you know, available. And oftentimes when people want to get something, whether it's a home, a car, a boat, a vacation, they'll almost agree and sign it. Yep, yeah, just tell me where I got to sign to get this done. And that can have you miss some opportunities that might make you a little bit more financially secure, advantageous, whatever word you want to do.
Yeah, if you're looking to make a large purchase, you should definitely be shopping around and see if who's got the specials out there, who's got some, you know, the better rates and better terms and so forth. And just instead of just jumping on the first thing that comes to you, you know, take a look at different lenders around you. And honestly, the credit unions, including Family First, I mean, we're local. You can come and sit down with somebody. You don't always have to just call over the phone or go online. We're always there. And we make it really convenient and give you all the information you need.
Right. So you could almost I know you guys do mortgages, but really there's probably somebody there, I imagine. I don't want to call it counseling because it's their money, but there's definitely people that, you know, you could talk to about making a decision. You do have a financial counselor.
We do. Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're going to be back with our last segment. Stick with us. Talking more about things that can affect your bottom line and your business or your family kitchen table.
The WISL stations get the podcast at WISL1040.com.
A new Chevy Silverado 2FL 4x4 for just $338 a month, or lease a new Chevy Trax RS for just $299 a month. Plus, Bob Johnson Chevrolet will beat any local competitor's Chevy offer. For details, call 1-800-503-9025. Go to BobJohnsonChevy.com. Together, let's drive.
When someone you love becomes a memory, the memory becomes a treasure. At Bartolomeo and Prado Funeral Home, the focus is always on how your loved one lived. Bartolomeo and Prado has been helping families create meaningful tributes and celebrating unique lives for three generations. They treat your family like their own, always with the utmost compassion, warmth, and care. When you're in need, call Bartolomeo and Prado Funeral Home 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 585-720-6000.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home, built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
It's post time. The Kentucky Derby is Saturday, May 4th. Advanced wagering is available on May 3rd. Be sure to watch, wager, and win at your local OTB or EasyBet or online at BataviaBets.com. Visit WesternOTB.com for a location near you. You can also check out the Derby parties at Batavia Downs Gaming. See their Facebook page for details. That's the Kentucky Derby at OTB.
Batavia Downs with more, lots more.
Flower City Collision in Henrietta is your hometown body shop, trusted by numerous corporate fleets and properly insured and registered in New York. Flower City Collision specializes in working with insurance companies on your behalf. Having built a culture where they respect the customer and their employees as well, Flower City Collision has assembled the best collision team in the Rochester area. If you need repair, reach out to Zach at Flower City Collision in Henrietta, and he will work with your national insurance company on your local behalf to ensure you get the repair you need done right.
Joe Robach, real talk for real people on the WYSL stations.
The Joe Robach Show is brought to you by Bob Johnson Automotive, Faber Homes, Claridge Decorating Center, Batavia Downs Gaming and Racetrack, Flower City Collision.
Thanks for sticking with us. We're in Financial Literacy Month, and we want to make sure that you, as a listener, your family, your business are doing all you can to make sure your bottom line is as successful as could be, because nobody wants to struggle with finances. And over the course of my time in different jobs, I've unfortunately had helped people even get financial counseling, get back to normal. And it's always easier to do it preventively. And, you know, you were talking a little bit of advice, Julie, on what to avoid, I guess, would be a good message to get out there.
Yeah, I feel like these days, you know, I know everybody wants that American dream and wants to get into the home, and we are the first ones to, you know, to go along with that and help you get, you know, your desire happen. But it also takes saving and being prepared, being financially ready, so that you don't find yourself in a situation where, oh, my goodness, all I can do is live in this home and I can't go on a vacation. I can't buy a car. I can't do anything else. So I think more of saying, oh, I need to be in a home this year. Take that time and start saving, putting your money away so that you can have more equity in the home when you buy it and therefore a lesser payment. And so it's more affordable for you. So you're not just, you know, strapped into your home and that's all you can do is afford your mortgage payment. So we're just suggesting that, you know, you think more thoroughly, like put into your budget, make sure you have enough for all your utilities and things like that. And actually starting with a budget is a great idea. And we do have a financial counselor at Family First that does sit down with you and does a budget for you to make sure that the lifestyle that you're living is affordable and you're not putting your money where other places where it shouldn't be and so forth. So I think that is probably just my advice to people who are looking to buy a home. You don't need to rush into it right away. Plan it out. You know, always plans and goals are that are thought out will be more successful in the future.
Yeah, and I think that's just good advice. You have to look at the global picture too, right? So I do notice that while you appreciate information, I know through my children, I thought the dollar amount that a few realtors told them they could spend was way above, you know, if you want to eat macaroni and cheese and, you know, you don't want to buy dog food for your dog or have any other outside expenses, you can do that. The trouble with that is once you make that commitment above and beyond, I think that will stress all your finances. You know, you have to do that. And, you know, I was even saying to them, you know, you want people to be happy. And money can buy you some good things, but it's not the be-all and end-all. And to be, I guess, a little bit more guarded and modest in your spending practices is the only thing that a counselor is going to tell you,
yes,
usually absolutely, after you've done the opposite. And even I would say that, like, you know, I have people in my family whose car payment's bigger than what my first mortgage was with taxes and insurance. And I know there's inflation out there, but I don't think there's any vehicle for me out there that would like enough for that, because I want to have a little cushion of money to buy my friends dinner or, you know, spend money on gifts and other things that are important quality of life to me. So it just hammers home the idea that, you know, having a good financial plan, utilizing all the tools that are out there with whoever you're working with, it is going to be good. And then I'll end with it, not because you guys work in mortgaging, but the other good thing when you spend your money on a home and a good deal is you're going to build equity in that home, whereas if you spend it on other things, even things that are fun, you know, there's no return. It's a one-time shot for the most part, you know. I don't know what I could get for my vast motorcycle collection today, but I needed those. Those were important. But you know, you get my point. And I do think I want to go back to something else you said too, that I think is very educational. I feel like even though the young people today get bombarded with credit cards, as a matter of fact, I did a bill. I didn't think that people should be able to mail or give people, you know, sign here and we'll give you $400 and credit to an 18-year-old kid in college who might be struggling for money. That's a pretty big temptation and not necessary. You got to make people aware of all those pitfalls. We need to talk to our kids in the next generation because you don't want them to get too behind.
So true. My daughter's 18, and I got the mail last week, and here's a credit card offer for her. And I'm like, Absolutely not. We're not heading in that direction just yet. But when I was a student in college, we went to the union and I signed up for an American Express card and I was approved. And so I was so excited and I told my mother all about it and she goes, "Where is it?" And I handed it to her and she got it right in half in front of me. And I'm like, okay. So that's, you know, she just didn't want me to go overboard and start spending. And that's the same way I feel with my own daughter. So, yeah, just, you know, teaching your children, talking to them, telling about financing, talking about savings. Those things are important.
And it becomes critically important. You know, the world's changed. I mean, I grew up when my parents didn't even have a credit card.
I know.
Everything was cash. Now we got places where people don't even want to take cash. You know, you have to have a credit card or, you know, they don't even want to talk to you or like, you know, you can't rent a car. They want to have a card online. So in case something happens, that makes sense. They can kind of, you know, keep you on the hook. But anyways, I hope, you know, you learned a lot today. I hope we're all understanding there are different options out there and the importance of doing what's in your best interest, putting the time in, especially, you know, on the huge things in life like homes and major purchases. It really makes a difference. And, you know, I'm a big believer if we can get the home building industry going, that's going to impact things in a lot of ways and also add to employment and kind of be in the good way to meet the need because some people will be making more money. We've only got about a minute or two left here. Want to give you a chance to say if somebody is interested, how can they, who's eligible to become a member of Family First and, you know, where they can contact you or anybody in your organization?
Sure. So basically Monroe, Livingston, Orleans County, some of Wayne County, as long as you work, live, or worship in those areas, usually somebody's got a connection. The easiest place to go for information on all our products, be it deposit accounts, loans, home equities, familyfirstny.com. We have a very comprehensive website. All our contact information is on there. Julie's information is there. My information is there. You can email us from there. You can call us on our cell phones. We have mortgage calculators. We did a webinar earlier this year where if you want to listen to the particulars about the Home Buyer Dream Program, you'll be able to replay that. But it's a very good website. And if all else fails, 586-8225 will get you into our call center. We have branches in Greece, Henrietta, East Rochester, Penfield, and Webster.
There you have it. If you need these folks, please give them a call. Let me say I appreciate you also being part of the Greece family, Chamber of Commerce family. And if anybody out there is interested in promoting, marketing your business, networking, give us a call at the Greece Chamber, 227-7272. Until next time, always strive to do your best and stay proud to be American.
Of getting nowhere, seeing my prayers gone unanswered. I guess the Lord must be in New York City. Well, here I am, Lord, knocking at your back door. To be where I've always wanted to be. For the first time I'll breathe free here in New York City.